India's new government is pledging to make economic revival its paramount objective just 2 weeks after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's landslide election victory. Addressing both houses of parliament on Monday, President Pranab Mukherjee acknowledged that the economy is passing through an extremely difficult time, and he said inflation is unacceptably high.
Putting the Indian economy back on track is paramount for my government. We will work together to usher our economy into a high growth path, rein in inflation, reignite investment cycles, accelerate job creation, and restore the confidence of the domestic as well as international community in our economy.
Asia's third largest economy has grown less than 5% over the past 2 years, while inflation has been running at about 9% annually. The Indian president also said the country could also engage energetically with its neighbors, including China, with whom he said India will work to further develop a strategic and cooperative partnership. The remarks came after Mr. Modi's meeting with visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, who held talks Sunday with his Indian Foreign Minister counterpart Sushma Swaraj. Mr. Modi has invited Chinese President Xi Jinping to visit later this year. Two countries have a simmering border dispute in India's northeast Arunachal Pradesh state. China is also India's top trading partner, although New Delhi also has a widening trade deficit with Beijing. Rajiv Biswas is chief economist with Singapore-based IHS Global Insight. Tells VOA's Victor Beatty, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has made improving relations with India a top priority.
India's relations with China have had a history of difficulties over disputed border territories. India and China fought a war on their border in 1962. So since that time, the relationship has been very fragile and fraught with difficulties relating to territorial disputes. But I think under the new Chinese government that took office over a year ago, Premier Li has been particularly positive towards building ties with India. And also now we see that Prime Minister Modi is also extending the hand of friendship to China to try to build good relations early on in his term of office.
Trade seems to be dominating the talks here.
When you go back to 2000, India's trade with China was very, very low, in just over several billion dollars. So it's quite a big improvement that we've seen within just over a decade, with bilateral trade now in the order of about $70 billion. But there is a very large trade deficit for India in this trade relationship. Chinese manufactured imports are very strong into the Indian market in areas such as power equipment and communications technology, mobile phones and other sorts of communications equipment. The relationship is very imbalanced. And I think it's going to be quite important for the new Indian government to try to find a better balance in the trade relationship, much as the U.S. has tried to do with China because of the big trade imbalances there as well. India is a country that has problems on its current account. It's been running chronic current account deficits for many years. So it will certainly be focused on trying to address that big trade gap that it has with China. And it will probably be looking to export some types of manufacturers as well as services into the Chinese market. There has been quite a big push by Indian multinationals to do business with China, and I think their trade has been growing very rapidly. But obviously this imbalance needs to be somehow addressed. And for Modi, who's so focused on economic development, I think that will be an important priority. But I think the overall relationship has developed quite strongly in the last decade in terms of the economic ties.
Biswas says foreign investment has slowed in India over the past 5 years, and Mr. Modi knows that needs to change. He says this must be reflected in his government's first budget. What gives Biswas hope is, as Chief Minister of Gujarat State, Mr. Modi reached out to both foreign and domestic investors in areas such as manufacturing and infrastructure development.